Mr. Bart Baggett is one of the foremost authorities in the art of handwriting analysis, or graphology is the technical term, I believe. Bart is with us today. Welcome to Talking Travel.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I understand you're going to do something a little special for us today, and you're going to analyze some handwriting for us. But before we do that, could you give us a little background on yourself? Because I was on your website and looking at some of the things you've done in the past, and they're really quite amazing.
Okay. I think what we're going to do fun today is going to take a look at some handwriting analysis, find out what kind of traveler you are. And if you have a pencil and paper handy, it's always nice to write a couple of sentences of your own. And maybe I can get an insight to whether you're one of those travelers that needs to travel first class, or maybe you're one of those kind of guys that can handle a hut in Tibet.
Well, just from the
way you scribble.
Let me do that, and what I'll do is I'll hold it up to the microphone so you can read it.
Well, you know, it's funny. People always, of course, as a traveler myself, having been to India and Japan and Bangkok all in the last year, I've just noticed that it's a really great way to meet people and have a good time. And even on a plane, it's always a nice icebreaker. But it's interesting, is I've noticed that certain people write certain ways with certain travel habits.
Right.
I think that's kind of what we'll get into on our short interview today.
Okay, well, let's have a look at mine.
And, yeah, this is Bob, right? Because I've got three people here.
This is Roy. Well,
let's
start with Bob. It's interesting because he's our associate producer.
Well, one of them's crazy, one of them's not. So you tell me who you want to start with.
Let's start with Bob.
No, neither one of you guys are crazy. In fact, all three of the handwritings I have are actually pretty stable. I'd have you to dinner. You can hang out with my kids. I wouldn't be too scared of you. Bob has got a good size signature, and the better your signature is, the better your ego, which is a sense of self-image. So Bob likes himself. He's organized. He does like strong, challenging women. So only those women with a little bit of chutzpah should come around and hang out with him. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm sure he's listening, and his wife as well.
Yeah, well, you know, you can be married, and you just have to have a strong, challenging wife that, you know, kind of puts you in your place sometimes if you're a guy with a little stinger.
I divorced two of those.
You know, in fact, both of you are a little bit of a perfectionist. I think, Roy, maybe even more so you, as a perfectionist, and I think perfectionism is defined in handwriting by the baseline. By the more perfect and straight your baseline is, the more perfectionist. And how that relates to travel is I find people that are more organized tend to have a little bit prettier handwriting.
Right.
And I dated this girl in Australia for a while, and she traveled, I guess, 3 weeks out of the month she was traveling. And she taught me how every bag had a purpose. I mean, she had everything labeled in every bag, and she could travel for 3 weeks on a carry-on, and it was amazing. And she had this really pretty, meticulous handwriting, and I think that translates into an ability to be meticulous as well. And Bob's got a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, and Bob is very well organized, as you say. Now, the interesting part of my handwriting, as you can see by what I'm holding up to the microphone here, is that I've always printed. Now, even though we learn in school script writing, for some reason or other, I just always got into printing, and sometimes I do it all in caps, and sometimes I switch over and back and forth. What's that all about?
Well, the good news is it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. The bad news is O.J. Simpson prints everything too.
Oh Lord!
So there could be something to the fact that you might be a great ex-football player.
I haven't been to California in a while, so they can't get me involved in that.
Quality. Yeah. And even Madonna, especially her lately, with being the CEO of a huge corporation and music executive, it's a very masculine, I'm not revealing my emotions, I'm going to tell you what I want you to know, but you're not going to get inside my head.
Right.
So printing is just a masculine front. It doesn't make you bad, it doesn't make you not trustworthy, but it does mean that it's going to take me a little longer to find out what's going to make you cry, if, Roy, you would ever cry on a situation. So printing is really just a masculine, feminine thing as far as energy-wise. It doesn't make you straight or not straight. But basically the printing is sort of a tendency not to let people in. Because you slant to the right, though, I know how impulsive you are, and I know how expressive you are, or you can be, with the right people. But it's not going to be everybody. So Roy's not going to cry on a dime.
Yep, you've got that right. How about traveling?
Well, traveling is I've never really made the connection between a printer and traveling. As much as you do have defiance, which is a personality trait, which means you don't like situations that you're completely out of control, B, the printing is very pretty and meticulous, which means you've got also a little bit of a need for organization. And then also, I think you're prone to more adventure. You've got a lot of slanting to the right. And I have noticed that certain people with great focus and more slant to the right tend to love adventures.
That's an interesting point, because my whole life is revolved around adventure. In fact, when we look back on ourselves, you sometimes think that maybe I should have been a little more stable. But adventure, to me, is what really makes it work.
Well, you know, I think adventure can be defined a lot of ways. I used to look at somebody's writing, because you can tell self-esteem, which is a very important part of it.
Right.
And the people that, you know, risk their lives jumping on an airplane have very little to do with self-esteem. And so sometimes they say, well, you have a good self-image, you take risk. And it's not about risk jumping on an airplane when you talk about self-image. It's about, hey, I can risk my money, I can be an entrepreneur. But I think that adrenaline rush for certain kinds of adventure, hiking up the Himalayas, is a different type of a need for sort of your heart pounding, or need for beautiful views, or just sort of this passion for life. And that's kind of how I define that adventure. And Roy, you happen to have both. You got a pretty decent self-image and a need for that impulsive sort of compassionate adventure as well.
Well, that's interesting, because that is very much what I'm about, I've enjoyed hearing that. I think you have Karen, a sample of Karen's handwriting as well.
Yeah, Karen has got the sloppiest writing, which is more interesting, because out of one woman and two men, usually the woman writes a little prettier.
Yeah, that's what
I've
always thought.
In this case, that's not the truth with her.
Interesting.
She writes really sloppy. And what that is the busy mind. She's a very fast thinker. She has a sloppy writing, which is a sign of fast thinking. And both of you are a little bit more, shall we say, control. Like, you have more control than she does. Hmm. And she's got a good self-esteem. She's got great enthusiasm. She's incredibly warm and friendly. And she has a very busy and fast mind. Maybe a little bit of ADD. I think she likes to keep herself busy with many topics.
Now, having said all that, we have now with computers, laptops, handhelds, we tend to get more into typing than we do with writing. And I'm wondering if that doesn't affect, sometimes we get a little bit sloppy with notes and that, because we sit down and type them most of the time these days.
Well, I think it's like riding a bicycle. After you maybe take the first couple of pedals, you're going to remember how to do it.
So it's going to be pretty much
the same. If you don't write a handwritten letter for a couple of years, I sure have seen people that looked at me and said, Bart, I have not written cursive in 30 years.
Right.
And then when they write cursive, it looks sort of like a four-year-old or someone with some mental challenges.
Right.
But for the most of us, you know, it's just a little sloppy at first, but the handwriting cues, or the, you know, kind of the psychology that we're analyzing here, it still is very, very true. So if someone's sloppy at age 30, they're going to be just as sloppy at age 40. And I think I think the typing won't put me out of business for at least 50 years.
Well, let's hope not. Now, let's just talk about you for a moment. I haven't seen your handwriting, but you're an incredibly interesting guy. Your website, which is BartBaggett.com, tells an awful lot about you, and you've been involved in some very serious handwriting analysis. In fact, with the little gal that was taken away, what was her name?
Jomini Ramsey.
Yeah, the Ramsey gal. And I think you worked on that for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, the last big show was the Larry King Live show, which was really exciting. And when they had a whole big news thing about John Carr, they had samples of his writing, and they had this guy confessing that he had murdered her. And I think the first thing you do is you, as a journalist, you try and figure out, you know, what's facts. And the police weren't talking.
Right.
But they had some samples of handwriting, and they faxed them to me, and Larry King had me in the studio, and they're like, hey, you know, what is this about? Is this guy lying? It was interesting about that case, and I guess there's interesting sides of all cases, going back to O.J. Simpson and the other ones, is the handwriting stuff from Bangkok. I said, you know what, there's no match here. You know, there's no match between the guy we got in Bangkok and this note in Colorado 10 years ago.
Right.
And it was really interesting. And only after they found this old yearbook from 1986, 87, was there any similarities as far as psychological profiling or forensics?
Right.
And that was the limit in that, is that there was so many similarities between these two people, which ended up, in hindsight, being psychological similarities of known pedophiles or people with really creepy sexual tendencies.
Right.
Not so much that it was the same man, but really bizarre that this ransom note, which was so weird, had similar characteristics that were so unusual. And I think it just testifies that if you have certain characteristics in your character, it'll come out in your pen if you have enough writing there.
Right. And the thing is that although it appears that he was not involved in this, but it turns out that, in fact, he is probably a pedophile.
Yeah, both of those things are true. It's interesting. I don't know much about there's certain criminal traits that I know a little bit about. Pedophile's not one of those I've studied, but one of our professors, we own something called Handwriting University International. We actually have franchises and campuses around the world in India and China and, of course, in the United States. And he's one of our teachers, and he has studied and actually interviewed 30 convicted pedophiles, and he had come up with a profile of certain characteristics that if you pack them all together. So he was fairly convinced that this was definitely a guy with these sort of tendencies. And it was really interesting having that background and having been to his lectures and having Neil learned a little bit about that. I was like, wow, this is really creepy. You know, something I would never know about and probably none of our listeners would, but here you got this guy in the news claiming he killed somebody when in fact he didn't. It was an interesting case. And
yeah,
I think that's part of what we do. We not only teach the psychological profiling, but we also teach the forensic side. We have students around the country that learn to be forensic experts. And, yeah, all that's at the website. There's a couple websites. HandwritingUniversity.com is probably the main website. And that's if you want to learn how to analyze writing for psychological profiling or just get a little deck of cards. Next time you go traveling, you can meet the guy next to you and make a friend.
good. That's really super. For those listening, if you do go to Bart's website, there's some books out there some very, very interesting items. So, Bart, I thank you very much for joining us today, and maybe we can do this again one day down the road.
It's been great. You've got good handwriting, and I appreciate you having a little airtime here.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye for now.